This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Israeli military spokesperson says 50,000 residents left northern Gaza on Wednesday. Israel opened an evacuation corridor Sunday along the main road connecting northern and southern Gaza. It remains open for 4 hours daily to allow civilians to leave the epicenter of fighting. The IDF said Wednesday it extended the corridor for an additional hour because so many people were using it. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Palestinians are leaving northern Gaza because they think Hamas has lost control of the region. He said IDF troops will continue to allow for the southern movements on Thursday. The UN agency that assists Palestinians says at least 40,000 people have moved south since the corridor opened, most of them on foot. Israel launched its offensive in response to Hamas's October 7th terror attack in southern Israel that killed more than 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Hamas also took about 240 people hostage. Israeli forces say the bodies of two Israelis were identified earlier Wednesday. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says Israeli attacks have killed more than 10,500 people, two-thirds of them women and children. This is VOA News. The U.S., Britain, European Union, and other countries in the West have designated Hamas a terrorist organization. The giant pandas who once resided in Washington, D.C.'s National Zoo are heading home to China. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Parents Mei Zhang and Tian Tian brought the zoo panda babies over the years.
Paishan, Bao Bao, Bei Bei. And now Xiao
Qingji. People could see the babies on the panda cam or at the zoo.
It was cute, and then and he was trying to explore.
The zoo's Brandy Smith was there as mom, dad, and cub Xiao Qingji were loaded into large white crates.
It is a moment with some heartbreak in it.
They were put on a plane headed to China, and there are no guarantees that pandas will return to D.C.
So I look forward to welcoming you all here sometime soon again as we celebrate the return of giant pandas to Smithsonian's National Zoo.
Veteran China watchers have speculated the withdrawing of pandas from zoos is linked to diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The union representing U.S. film and television actors has reached a tentative deal with major Hollywood studios to end its long strike. Actress Frances Fisher, a member of the union's negotiating committee, said the tentative three-year deal provides huge gains for its members.
You know, my mind is spinning right now. Let's start with $1 billion plus in new money. We've got AI protections for all categories of members. We've got increases in minimum payments, wages. We broke pattern with wages. The list goes on and on.
The agreement must still be approved by the union's board and its members, but it brings an end to 4 months of labor strife that has hobbled production in Hollywood. Hollywood movie and television writers ended their own strike on September 26. It was the first time both writers and actors were on strike together since 1960. Singers Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Tracy Chapman were among the winners at the Country Music Association Awards in Nashville Wednesday. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Lainey Wilson won 5 awards, including CMA Entertainer of the Year. Wilson says she tells herself every day she is worthy.
If somebody tells me I can't do it, hold my beer, watch this.
Tracy Chapman won Song of the Year for Fast Car, with Luke Combs' version winning Single of the Year. Chris Stapleton won Male Vocalist, Brothers Osborne won Best Duo, Old Dominion won the Group Award, and Jelly Roll won Best New Artist.
There is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year.
Audio courtesy of CMA and ABC. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.